This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, successfully conducted the maiden flight tests of the Integrated Air Defence Weapon System, IADWS, yesterday off the coast of Odisha. In a social media post, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh stated that these unique flight tests have established multi-layered air defence capability of the country and are going to strengthen area defence for important facilities against enemy aerial threats. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India is fully prepared for its first ever human space flight mission named Gaganyaan, and this is not just a technological achievement but a new chapter in the journey of a self-reliant India. The Defence Minister said this while addressing the felicitation ceremony in New Delhi of Gaganyaan-3's group captains Shubhanshu Shukla, Prasant Balakrishnan Nair, Ajit Krishnan and Angad Pratap, who have been selected for this mission.
भारत की स्पेस जर्नी की ओर देखते हैं तो हम पाते हैं कि हमारा कंट्रीब्यूशन केवल स्पेस में उपग्रह भेजने तक सीमित नहीं है आज भारत चंद्रमा से लेकर मंगल ग्रह तक अपनी उपस्थिति दर्ज करा चुका है आज भारत गगनयान जैसे मिशंस के लिए भी पूरी तरह तैयार है साथियों मैं इसे केवल तकनीकी उपलब्धि के रूप में नहीं देखता बल्कि आत्मनिर्भर भारत का नया अध्याय है जहां हम विश्व की बड़ी स्पेस पावर्स के बीच खड़े हो रहे हैं
Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a two-day All India Speakers Conference at the Delhi Assembly in the National Capital today. The conference marks the centenary of election of Vitalbhai Patel as India's first Speaker of the Central Legislative Assembly. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister said, "It is the responsibility of every member to ensure that the functioning of the House is carried out as per the rules of the respective House."
विधानसभा पक्ष और विपक्ष दोनों की समझ से जनता का आवाज रखने की माध्यम बननी चाहिए और अगर विधानसभा का विभाग स्वतंत्र नहीं होता है तो ये कभी संभव नहीं होता है इसलिए स्वतंत्र विधानसभा विभाग की रचना करने का जो ऐतिहासिक निर्णय विठलभाई पटेल ने अंग्रेजों के समय में किया उसको हमारी संविधान सभा ने भी स्वीकार किया और आज सभी विधानसभाओं के अंदर विधानसभा का विभाग अध्यक्ष के तहत और लोकसभा राज्यसभा में भी अध्यक्ष के तहत चलते हैं
At the conference, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the two-day speakers conference is very useful to learn best practices. Prime Minister of Fiji, Sitiveni Lingamamada Rabuka, arrived in New Delhi this morning on a three-day visit to India. Mr. Rabuka was received by Union Minister Sukanta Mojumdar at the airport. The Fiji Prime Minister is scheduled to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. He will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi has embarked on an official visit to Algeria. The visit will continue till the 28th of this month. General Dwivedi will hold high-level meetings with senior Algerian leadership. The visit aims to reinforce defence and security engagement between both the countries. In Bihar, flash flood-like conditions are prevailing in several areas of Nalanda, Jahanabad and Gaya districts following a rise in the water levels of various rivers including the Falgu, Lokayin and Mohane. The Water Resources Department issued a high alert after a large quantity of water was released late at night from Jharkhand into the Falgu River. In Rajasthan, flood-like situation prevails at some places due to extremely heavy rainfall. The Kota division is the worst affected, while the situation in Bundi, Tonk, Sawai Madhopur and Baran districts remains severe. The Army, along with the NDRF and the SDRF, have been deployed for relief and rescue work in the affected areas. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rain in Kota and Bundi districts today. Different parts of Jammu are witnessing continuous heavy rainfall, leading to waterlogging, traffic snarls and difficulties for daily commuters. The Met Department has predicted heavy rainfall at many places over plains of Jammu, Pir Panjal and Chenab Valley in the next 24 hours. Moving on to sports, India Chikita Taniparthi has created history by becoming the first Indian female compound archer to secure the individual junior world title at the World Youth Championships in Canada yesterday. India are leading the medals tally with a total of 41 medals, including 23 gold, 8 silver and 10 bronze medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.